You are listening to a sermon by Paul Thiessen, recorded on Sunday, September 5th, 2021, at Point Grey Inter-Mennonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only, and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
Well, this is a special Sunday, as it's the 35th anniversary of our PGIMF congregation, which provides much reason to rejoice. Today's Old Testament reading from Isaiah 35 sets the stage perfectly for this rejoicing. With its vivid images of blossoming in the desert, I thought it was very fitting that Isaiah 35 should be the Old Testament lectionary reading for our 35th anniversary Sunday. Coincidental. Our church has truly blossomed over the intervening years since it began in 1986. With folks coming and going, but with a solid core of devoted members who have supported the flourishing of our congregation. I'm reminded of the Hebrew word ashrei, which Laura Erickson has brought to my attention and which translates as flourishing, praiseworthy, or fortunate. It applies to the Hebrew prayer recited at least three times daily, twice in the morning service and once in the afternoon service. This day is a solid reason for ashrei. I am particularly grateful for the vision of those who started our church, as the concept of mortgaging one's home to purchase the convent on the corner of 11th and Crown that became the Menno Simon Center was a daunting one. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." I am very grateful that the winning vision of individuals and families that coalesced in 1986 and formed the nucleus of our congregation has continued to look ahead in a spirit of optimism and anticipation. And this nucleus did so confident that there was a critical mass of folks who would support the idea and make it a success. And they were right. And for their faith, we are very grateful. In 2015, we traveled to Egypt for a vacation with our daughter, son-in-law, and granddaughter who live in Qatar. As there were significant risks of terrorist activity in the north of Egypt, our Canadian Foreign Affairs Department would only authorize travel to Sharm el-Sheikh on the Red Sea and Luxor in the interior of Egypt. The ancient city of Luxor is located on the Nile River. And thanks to its spectacular temples and tombs, it has been a major tourist attraction for several thousand years. After flying over long stretches of the harsh, unbroken sands of the Sahara Desert, our aircraft descended to Luxor, where we witnessed the lush banks of the Nile making a green slash across the arid desert. This left me with a sharp and enduring image of flourishing verdant green foliage surrounded by sand, as captured in the photograph in the bulletin. Closer to home, I grew up on a farm 3 miles north of Vauxhall, Alberta, where the conditions were very much that of a desert, where greenery only flourished thanks mostly to the irrigation waters provided by a system of canals and ditches that brought water from the Bow and the Old Man Rivers. These canals and the irrigation system it established were built by the government in a multi-pronged and visionary project named the Prairie Farm Rehabilitation Project, forged by our former Prime Minister R.D. Bennett in 1935. I will not mention which political party he was part of. This in turn was crucial in transforming so much of the desert land of the southern prairies to fruitful and highly productive farming land, which was how our farm survived. It also provided a wonderful system of swimming opportunities, which greatly enriched my childhood and adolescence, as the nearest irrigation canal was a mere 10-minute walk north of our farm. This proximity afforded endless opportunities for cavorting in the water with my siblings and cousins after a hot day of working in the fields, and it was where my dad taught me to swim. So on this anniversary, this seems a fitting image for the establishment of the PGIMF, a green oasis in the desert. The opening words of Isaiah 35 are so vivid. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Carmel and Sharon, they will see the glory of the Lord and the splendor of our God. The words then go on to say, quote, strengthen the feeble hand, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. Skipping ahead to verse 6, quotes, water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool and the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. End quote. Well, I never saw any crocuses or papyrus growing by the irrigation canals, and coyotes stood in for jackals, but I did see much alfalfa and lush fields of wheat, barley, and oats, which provided bountiful harvests that would have been impossible without the provision of this extensive irrigation system. So this imagery of greenery thriving in the desert has very strong resonance with me personally. The concluding verses of Isaiah 35, 8 to 10 are both comforting and reassuring. Here I'm reading from the Message. There will be a highway called the Holy Road. No one rude or rebellious is permitted on this road. It's for God's people exclusively. Impossible to get lost on this road. Not even fools can get lost on it. No lions on this road, no dangerous wild animals, nothing, and no one dangerous or threatening. Only the redeemed will walk on it. The people God has ransomed will come back on this road. They'll sing as they make their way home to Zion, unfading halos of joy encircling their heads, welcomed home with gifts of joy and gladness as all sorrows and sighs scurry into the night. End quote. I find that image of sorrows and sighs scurrying into the night to be very comforting. God does not prevent sorrows and sighs, but he does scatter them. I am deeply grateful for those who started this faith community and stuck with it despite the vicissitudes and uncertainties. It has been this steadfastness and faith that has brought us this far and promises to lead us further. Our church is not perfect, but it is a refuge where we can find solace and support. God has been a comforting presence alongside us on our journey these past 35 years and promises to accompany us further along the way. May we live in gratitude for this flourishing, this ashrai that we have experienced. Amen.